Now, last story now. The crackdown on dissent continues in Saudi Arabia. A court in Jeddah has sentenced two Shia activists to death and sentenced a third to 25 years in jail for attending anti-regime demonstrations. The court convicted the two defendants of attacking security forces during a protest in 2012. One of the two was also found guilty of leading and inciting protests and writing anti-regime graffiti on walls. The verdicts are subject to appeal within 30 days. Last month, the same court issued the first death sentence to a defendant involved in protests, a day before sentencing another protester to death. U.S. ally Saudi Arabia is notorious for showing what rights advocates describe as zero tolerance towards dissent. Many political opponents of the regime have been imprisoned. Riyadh has also harshly cracked down on a popular uprising which began in 2011. Let's go to New York and talk to Nasir Al-Omari, political commentator. Welcome to the program, sir. Dr. Omari, first of all, how suppressive is the political atmosphere in Saudi Arabia?
Well, it has grown to be one of the most oppressive worldwide. I believe the infighting inside the family makes the atmosphere charged, because there is a conflict, internal conflict within the Saudi royal family, and they don't want to give a sign that they are weak. There's also the fear that the fighters that they were sent, the terrorists that were sent to Syria, might actually come back and fight in Saudi Arabia. So that's why they brought up charges against dozens of people who were involved in terrorist activities in 2006. So it's extremely charged, and they feel the dissent within Saudi Arabia, and that's why they are striking back with these severe judgments against activists and terrorists also.
And how likely can we see any change in Saudi Arabia like we saw in other Arab countries?
Well, it's very difficult. We're talking about a regime that is a true hydra here. It has international support. It definitely has support from the government of the United States. After September the 11th, 16 of the hijackers or so came from Saudi Arabia, and they had their education in Saudi Arabia. And unfortunately, Saudi Arabia attacked two countries that had nothing to do with September the 11th. This tells you that this regime has a lot of support in the West. It's believed to be a close ally. It's believed to be a very good source of manipulating the oil market. And that's why, unfortunately, the Saudi people have to pay a heavy price for this international plot against themselves.
All right, Dr. Nasir Al-Omari, political commentator from New York. Thanks for your time there, sir.